Hey everybody, welcome to this week's show. Manny here with episode 17, where Cheryl and I sit down and talk about the new Bond movie, dealing with people who want to steal your money, rob you blind to give you secrets to the industry, and a few other things. This week's song is the Charles Daniels Band's classic hit, Devil Went to Georgia. Yeah, it's all about selling your soul to the devil, people. All right, let's just hop right to it. Enjoy.
Down to Georgia, he was looking for a soul to steal. He was in a bind because he was way behind and he was willing to make a deal. When he came across this young man sewing on a fiddle and playing it hot, and the devil jumped up on a hickory stump and said, boy, let me tell you what.
And we're rolling. All right, so hey everyone, welcome to this week's show. Manny here.
Cheryl.
Cheryl? What was that?
All right, really? You're going to get critical from the get-go?
Well, that's I'm going to stay quiet.
Then I'm going back to my mimosa.
All right. Do that. So episode 17, we're kind of on a roll here. Wow, man, what are we going to talk about this week? We got a couple of things. What
do you want to start with? Do you want to beat up 007 first?
Yeah, you want to jump into that?
Totally.
Let's jump into it. So we saw Skyfall last week.
What a sucky movie. I am a James Bond big fan.
Absolutely. So am I. Mm-hmm. So am I. All right, well,
I embarrassingly said, oh, it looks like there's going to be gadgets again.
Right.
Remember me saying that before?
Yes, because they brought Q back.
Right. Q's back. Yay. Right. No, there wasn't.
No
gadgets. One gun, that was it. The one in the advertisement is it. Basically, everything you saw in advertisement for the movie are the only good scenes. So literally, you could watch 15 minutes of the movie, the train scene in the beginning, where right, he gets the gun that only he can shoot, and then you could not watch the rest of the movie and it would be fine.
Which only paid off once. Like, that was a setup for some guy trying to shoot him. Yeah,
which was, as soon as they did it, that you're like, oh, here's going to be a part where somebody else has a gun is going to try to shoot him.
Right.
That was clever.
There was a couple of the subway thing.
The bad guy.
Oh, the bad guy. Javier Bardem was phenomenal.
Insanely good.
And the cinematography was amazing.
Yes, agreed.
For a James Bond movie.
Agreed. You know what? After you told me what the writer that came in...
Yeah, Sam Mendes, who was the director.
Who said this is what he wanted to do.
Yeah, he wanted to kill M off. Spoiler alert. he wanted to bring Moneypenny and Q back, or introduce them at least. And he wanted to do a James Bond villain that was
old school villain.
Like the Sean Connery years, like really big and bold and over the top.
Yes,
which is he delivered all three
of those. That was 15 minutes, literally. Moneypenny came in the last 2 minutes of the movie.
Spoiler alert.
Which Q came in for a brief 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And how long did it take M to die? 10 minutes?
Yeah.
Okay, 20 minutes. So you could have watched 20 minutes of the movie, got all of what you wanted, and the rest of it sucked.
The big issue was that it was a 2.5 hour movie with absolutely no action, per se. I mean, there was moments.
And you thought there was going to be, because it opens with action.
It opens with an amazing chase scene.
Yeah. Awesome. It was awesome. And then, literally, I could have taken a nap.
2.5 hours of dialogue.
Yeah, very disappointing.
And even though I'm not, you know, I'm not a big fan of this, but I know it's true that, you know, that formula, like in an action movie, that there needs to be sort of an action beat every 10 pages. I was literally sitting there like, it's been 10 pages, right?
Jesus,
like,
come people. On. When did that
can we get a punch or something?
Yeah. Can somebody hit somebody?
Yeah. No.
Throw a drink. I don't know. Something. Yeah. It was very disappointing. So... glad we paid for that.
Which is, you know, they're kind of going overboard. First of all, it's the highest grossing James Bond movie of all time.
That makes no sense to me.
It's
because they charge more.
Critically, it's the most critically acclaimed James Bond movie.
And you were telling me Oscars. Oh, they're already talking Oscars. I'm like, what?
Yeah. Yeah, they are. That is true. That is happening. But for a supporting actor for Javier Bardem, which deservedly so, he was the best part of the movie, and cinematography, and of course Adele's song, which is kind of a no brainer. I think every year a James Bond movie comes out, the song gets nominated.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Which has nothing to do with the crappy movie.
Right. Has Randy Newman or Paul McCartney done a song for a movie this year? Other than that, if not, Adele might be a shoo-in.
She's got this one. Got this one.
Yeah, and you know, it's for us, more so than most people, it's Oscar screener season. Best time ever.
What?
So we started, did not finish, but we started watching The Sessions last night with Jonathan Hawks, William H. Macy, and Helen Hunt. Hawks, speaking of Oscar nominations, they're already talking.
I kind of, you know what, and that's
nomination
not
for him.
Everybody who's afraid and think it's going to be a huge boohoo movie.
It's not.
It's not a boohoo movie. It's charming.
Granted, we're only 30 minutes into it.
But it's charming, right. I knew that's what it was going to be. It wasn't going to be. Yeah, it wasn't going to be 127 hours.
Or you didn't watch it last year, but Freddy's Revenge, the Paul Giamatti Alzheimer's movie, like him dealing with Alzheimer's.
Oh,
that was not fun.
Right.
It was not a fun time.
Yeah, I tend to not go for things like that.
Yeah. Oh, you could never.
Because it's not escaping out of my own life.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You never got through 50-50, did you? The Joseph Gordon-Levitt cancer movie?
Nope.
Well, speaking of Joseph Gordon-Levitt, we also watched Looper yesterday. What'd you think?
I liked it.
I wasn't sure how you were gonna take that or not.
I liked it. I had an issue with something they did.
For a time travel movie, I think it was
good. It's a smart idea. It was a smart idea.
I've read the screenplay, and there was the scene in the diner was a little bit longer than the screenplay. They actually went into Bruce Willis actually explaining to Joseph Gordon-Levitt, the younger version of himself, how time travel works and in the universe. And I heard an interview with Rian Johnson, who wrote and directed it, after the movie came out, where he was talking about he cut that because it was more important that it wasn't important. He didn't want to get bogged down.
But I bet it was interesting.
It was.
Because all of the movie had interesting facts that made a little.
We talked about
doing a different gun, doing it.
Right.
The helicopters were different. I like the little pieces.
I love the fact.
Future.
Okay, so for the gun specifically, I love the fact that they were new weapons that were old versions. Like, because the it was something Buster that
the handgun that only shot 12 feet.
Yeah, but it was reminiscent of those, like going back to old cartoons. The
Remington,
with the funnel.
Yeah,
the
yeah.
Bilibuster
long,
or something.
Yeah,
turkey shooter,
long nosed handgun.
Right, and then
basically
the guys using the revolvers, called them Gats, which I thought was pretty funny because, you know, ghetto slang.
But no, I thought the ideas were really, I like seeing little ideas in there that are really smart.
And so one of the things that I thought was really funny is they sort of tell the story. There's one part of the movie where they kind of go out of sequence without really telling you. They just do it.
Right.
There's no setup to
right.
it.
You just have to figure it out.
Right.
Because we're big people and we do that.
And yeah, so you could figure that out.
Yeah.
You weren't lost at any point.
You know, I want to tell you that Pulp Fiction for me, I literally had to watch that 2-3 times to do the out of sequence thing to go, wait a minute, that was before when? Wait a minute, what? Did that happen yet? No, that didn't happen yet. Okay.
I think most people, as from what I remember of Pulp Fiction, and I haven't seen that movie in years because I just can't watch it anymore.
It's disturbing.
I made the mistake of seeing that when that movie came out in 1995, that was one of those movies where everybody, it was so huge, everybody wanted to go see it, and I ended up seeing it like 9 times in the theater because everyone was like, oh, let's go see Pulp Fiction. Oh, I've already seen it. Oh, I'll go again. And so, burnt out. I've since 1995 seeing it those 9 times, I can't watch it. I literally can't watch it. And right. I tried watching it the other day.
But do you remember the time from your first watching to your third watching and going, oh, yeah, sure. Oh, okay.
And I think the scene that always puzzles people, in my mind, again, I'd have to sit down and actually watch it, is the how John Travolta dies.
Yeah, in the apartment.
But he's not.
But he's in the whole movie.
But it's after the whole, yeah.
He's in the whole movie, but he's dead already.
Right.
I know. That's what I'm saying, that it's funny that I thought that was a confusing time sequence, and many movies have done the whole out of water kind of shit.
Right.
Yes, and I, Manny's making a joke because he just wrote a script that goes out, it does that, it bobs back and forth between
really setting it up. I mean, there's...
You don't tell anybody. You just say, yesterday. But you know what? Listen, how many series do you know right now that it starts with a scene that you're going, did I miss last week's episode? And then it says 4 hours previously.
Yeah, but it goes back. I hate that.
Yes.
That's such a cheat.
Agree.
That's such
a cheat. I agree.
36 hours early, huh?
Right. You're showing a horrible scene now we all know the ending, and now you're going to go back and show us how that ending came to be, even though the ending is really not what it seems.
Right.
Yes. That is not what yours does.
No.
You know what I mean?
Well, that's because I didn't want to do 36 hours.
That's what I'm saying. It's just that we do it all the time. And for somebody to say, I don't get your script because it's out of time sequence. Yes,
but it still makes sense.
Is.
It's still linear.
It is. Yes. And it's a good way to tell a story.
Right. I agree.
So
I'm just hoping.
Stupid.
I'm just hoping. No, I'm.
He's a stupid head, that guy.
Oh, that, yeah. actually, his comments weren't. We got comments back on the script.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Yeah. As we're bitching here.
But actually, the out of sequence thing wasn't that big of a problem for him. It was a couple other things.
That was from the first get-go. Yes, no. He added on other things, but that was from the get-go. That was his issue, was, I'm confused. Brr. Yeah.
Well, then you're an idiot.
And then he moved on to, why can't they shoot anybody?
Yeah. Yeah, whatever. Anyway, moving on.
Anyhoozle.
Yeah. So you want to go to Fucktard of the Week before we...
Absolutely.
So we haven't done Fucktard of the Week in a while.
Can we include this picture with the podcast?
You know what? I think we should.
This should be the logo for the podcast.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You want to put it on?
I do.
Okay. Yeah, I'll do that.
Yeah, it's kind of funny.
Anyway. Okay, so we haven't done Fucktard of the Week for a while. And this one actually, I guess you can say, doesn't really have anything to do with us.
Oh, we don't know.
Yeah.
He doesn't know us. We don't know him.
But it's definitely... worth mentioning because this happened literally this week. So this week in this week's issue of Hollywood Reporter.
Page what?
Oh, God, I don't know. It's in somewhere in the middle.
An ad.
Is a full page ad. So some writer took out a full page ad in the Hollywood Reporter, which is not cheap, by the way.
We don't know how expensive it is, but we're guessing a couple grand.
Yeah, it's got to be a couple of grand. And it's all black and then in white letters, bold. Harrison Ford, where are you? Got a story for you. Tried to break through. Can't pitch, but maybe I can write. Award winning. You can bring a friend along. It's a buddy pick. Oh, yeah, the story. It's about a place. ... And then further down, ... Yellowstone. And then I'm not even going to give the website.
So he literally... this is his pitch to Harrison Ford.
He is trying to get a hold of Harrison Ford
to do his movie.
To get a script to him.
Right.
Now, okay, so here's
and he's a writer.
And
that was his writing.
No, before we shit on this guy, because we are literally going to shit on this guy. Let's face facts. The serious part of this is hands down that Harrison Ford's agent, manager, publicist, lawyer,
hairdresser, all seen somebody's seen it and then passed it on. Yeah.
No. Didn't even pass it on because I already know that phone call. The agent's talking to Harrison Ford, who's on his ranch in fucking Montana, and it's like, oh yeah, by the way,
there's a coup. did you see this?
Did you see this shit? That's Okay, so first of all, taking out a full-page ad in the Hollywood Reporter will actually get your shit seen by the people that you wanted in the industry to see it. I mean, that's just reality. We all read the Hollywood Reporter. This is what you're going to do with it? So now let the shitting begin. Got a story for you. Tried to break through. Can't pitch.
So what I want to know first is, do we think this person actually speaks English?
Ooh, that's a good call.
Because I feel like this is those emails that come to me that say, would like you to read this.
I have, what is it? I'm a Nigerian prince and I have a deal for you.
No, that's correct English.
Sorry, yeah.
Would like to meet with you. That
to
what?
To discuss possible business or something.
Some things. I would like to discuss some things with you. No, it's written so badly. Like, you're a writer. You take out this full page ad. Here are your four lines. Read the four lines again.
So line one is, got a story for you. Line two, tried to break through.
This, don't know what that means.
Which actually makes me wonder, reading this again, if they charge by the word.
I can say a whole story in one sentence, and that is the worst one sentence I've ever heard. I could have said that better.
This reads like a tweet.
And a bad tweet.
A bad tweet.
Kardashian tweet.
Got a story for you. Tried to break through. Can't pitch, obviously. But maybe I can write.
Okay, so tried to break through could be tried to break through in the business, could be tried to break through to you.
I'm going to say tried to break through.
Whatever.
Tried to break through to
somewhere.
Him.
You tried to break through somewhere. Doesn't tell me. Who cares? Is that anything about the script? No. Wasted how many
can't
words?
Can't pitch, but maybe I can write.
Bad at pitching? Great writer.
I can write.
Right. What I'm saying, the line should have been.
Oh, right.
Can't pitch, great writer. But he's literally already sold himself short. Maybe I can write. So what you're saying is, don't contact me because I really don't know what I'm doing.
Can't pitch, but maybe I can write. And then the next line is award winning. What award? For
and
what?
Where is the LOL in there? That we need an LOL between.
Winking smiley face.
Yeah, winky smile face after. I can write. I can't write. I might write. I don't know if I can write.
And then
award winning.
And then the next line is, you can bring a friend along. It's a buddy pick. Still
you're
know
not
nothing.
You're not inviting him to a party.
That's the first time that
you
we
can
know
bring a
what
friend along.
Yeah, you get a plus one.
Is this a wedding you're inviting him to? I don't know.
And then the best line, oh yeah, the story. It's about a place. ..
How witty is that? Most stories are.
Yellowstone. Well, what is this? Okay, so.
Okay, so now we're some. So then you and I went into our fantasy of, okay.
What could
so
this be about?
It has to do with Yellowstone.
The history of Yellowstone. What did you say? You said something.
I said a reboot of Yogi Bear.
Isn't that Jellystone?
Boo boo buddy.
Wasn't he?
No, it was Yellowstone.
Was it Yellowstone?
Boo boo buddy.
Yeah, so. I'm speechless. This is seriously fucktarded to no
I
end.
Do need to find out how much this ad cost. This person is.
I'll call the Hollywood Reporter tomorrow.
That was the best ad. Really? That was your best ad? Really?
You know, and technically, Copelson has worked with Harrison because we did The Fugitive, so I'm really tempted to write this guy.
You are going to. Actually, here's what's going to happen, and here's the unfortunate part about this. So this guy's a fucktard, mm-hmm. and yet we're all going to go get a script, because now we need to know how fucktard is it.
Yeah.
Yes, maybe.
Yeah, yeah.
And then what if it's a good script? So he wrote a fucktard ad, we decided to go get it to make fun of him, and now it's a good script. God damn it! It worked! You wrote a fucktard ad, and it worked.
No, because I'm sorry.
I hope it doesn't work. I don't want this to work.
That's what I'm saying. It's not going to be a good script because we're already predisposed to.
You're an idiot.
Yeah.
Asshole. I couldn't sign.
We're going to find something wrong with it just because. All right. So that's our fucktard of the week. A pretty good one, I must say. That was
kind of amazing.
Oh, jeez.
Kind of amazing.
What goes through people's minds?
You know,
I mean, people are so desperate.
You know
what
he just did? So now everybody's going to go run out and get this. So there you just gave him more advertisement. And so everybody else is going to go ask for a script. So it's like we just
don't do advertise. That, people, please.
It's going to happen.
Either that or next week in the Hollywood Reporter, there's going to be a shit ton of fucking ads.
That's what I was saying. I don't want that to be the trend. Every page is now going to be an ad for, I have a script. I have a script. I have a script. Everybody has a script.
I'm waiting for the bus ads. Ads on the sides of the bus. I mean, why not just start advertising your script?
Why don't we do that? Let's try that.
We should. Breaking in bus ads.
We can do that. we're going to go so look into that.
We're going to, I think we should sell out immediately.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Take the first person that comes along and just sell out.
AdamandEve.com, people. Where
yes, Fleshlight.
Yeah, Fleshlight. Of your horny needs.
No problems advertising for Adam and Eve. Has nothing to do with writing. But, hey, well, it kind of does. Clears your mind.
There's no plot there. Come on. All right.
So, basically, fuck this guy, but we are totally for sale.
Yeah, I hope. Well, hopefully we're doing it in a more English way than that.
Well, yeah. I mean, we are competent. We got that.
We can do that. We knows our English.
Oh, you know, while I'm on the phone with the Hollywood Reporter, I'm going to find out how much it's going to cost us to put an ad. Just a small, like a quarter page.
I'm curious. I'm actually very curious about how much ad space costs.
Okay, so moving on. We actually have listener feedback question request.
Viewer mail? What is that?
Viewer <don't> mail. Long time listener, first time writer. Don left a comment on the website, which I thought would be really interesting. He in reference to our comments about Inktip and the website and stuff. He says, I just have to ask about your comments regarding Inktip. I did know about the many deals they quote unquote set up and the small options, but is there no such thing in Hollywood as a writer's resume? Could not these small deals influence an agent / manager to sign if they are uncertain on a script? I'm going to assume that the last question, this is my interpretation of this question, and see if you're getting the same thing. Manager and agent read your script, not really sold on you per se, or maybe not really sold on the script, but you have some street cred of being able to option in the past, so maybe I'm going to take a chance on you. That's what I think he's asking. So having those credits,
I agree.
Does that influence? Do you think?
No.
Okay.
Phil Dunphy Award of screenwriting. Do you think that is now? You're hired. You're good fucking
reference.
Hired. Do you see how that sounds? It sounds stupid.
Well, I think this is a really good opportunity for you to sort of launch into your philosophy of what.
Well, yeah, you know what? There's highly possible there's going to be a 1 in a million chance that your script will get sold at a pitch fest and make it somewhere with or without you, whatever, so that somebody buys it, and it goes somewhere. There is going to be 1 in a million chance. And yes, that you're going to put on your resume. It got sold. It actually got made. I had nothing to do with it except writing it in the first place.
Great. What happens is, though, is let's say your little contained thriller or whatever does get optioned or does get sold. And, you know, it's $1 million straight to DVD, straight to video on demand release. You now have a credit as
a
writer.
That's a credit.
Yes.
Total credit.
But for what? You know, if that gets turned into the biggest piece of shit with Corey Feldman attached. Do you really want that?
Agreed.
It doesn't matter.
No, if you get something that far in this business, if you get something, even if it's $1 million straight to DVD, Corey's attached to it. Even if it is that is a credit. That's a valid credit.
Right.
It's when you say I've won the Phil Dunphy Award.
Right.
I had something optioned, and nothing happened with it.
And then it went into
because
turnaround.
Because to me, that says you got a dollar option. That means
that
nothing.
No one could turn into
I
a
have
movie.
A dollar. I'll option all your fucking scripts. How about that, people? I'll give you each one of you a dollar. If that you think that credit is going to be enough to get you through.
Maybe you should do that. You want to be a manager. Do that.
Fuck.
Start managing
people. I got like 1,900 scripts. That's what I got in my bank account. You can have it. So, yeah, that is not going to be enough for some. That's for me.
Right.
It's not going to be enough. So, no, saying those things means nothing. Saying you have something in production. You don't belong at a pitch fest, actually. If you have something in production,
right.
Do not go to a pitch fest. You right. You don't belong. You've already beyond that. You have other avenues. Don't just know, obviously. Duh.
Right. Well, and ironically, I got an email this morning from a friend of mine, friend of the show's, friend of the column, Joni, who I know she will have no problems with me telling this story, which is actually a really good example. So Joni has basically, her story is she's in, we'll tell the story delicately just in case, but she's written several scripts for a specific network that have essentially been taken away from her. So she sold them the scripts. They completely rewrote it without her, but gave her sole credit. So now her resume is chock full of these piece of shit movie of the weeks.
She would have rather done maybe just original story by
right.
would have been better for her.
And she literally says,
how come she doesn't negotiate that in the contract?
I don't know.
But who are you dealing with, chick? Stop letting them do that.
Yeah, we actually, and if Joni, if you ever get your fucking ass out here, I want to have her on
yeah,
the show.
Yeah, get on the show and stop letting them do that.
But she writes in the email, but now I have two sucky script credits to go with my two very popular script credits. And of course, she put, I feel used and tainted because she's talking
she's
about.
Funny. You know what? Who cares? You sold something to a network. God, it doesn't matter. Nobody's going back and then
right,
watching the show and going, you know what I see here? You're a bad writer.
But if you've written.
Nobody's doing
but
that.
But my attitude, and I'm pretty sure you and I are on the same page with this, is that if you have, let's say, for example, in your back pocket, the next Independence Day or whatever. Mm-hmm. People are going to look at you and see four shitty movies of the week. You think?
I disagree.
Okay.
How many times have we said a writer gives their work? Mm-hmm. If somebody buys their work, unless they negotiate in that it's going to be rewritten or screenplay adapted, whatever, mm-hmm. by them,
mm-hmm.
that everybody knows it's out of your hands. As soon as you sell that, it's out
true.
Of your hand. Everybody knows that.
Right.
Whatever happened to it when it got there is like, the director rewrote this and an actor put this in there.
Right.
No, everybody knows that. It has nothing to do with you. I'm sure she gives them the original scripts of those things with her portfolio, I'm assuming, not the one that some asshole turned into shit
right.
when he got a hold of it. So, yeah, that makes – no, it's – that's great. It's still – an awesome thing to put on your resume. Who doesn't want that? That I sold this to a major network.
Well,
twice. I sold two
four
things
times.
To a, four times I sold to a major network. Okay.
Right.
That's all you need to say.
Right.
But her babies are being bastardized and that's what she doesn't like.
Right. Well, that and the fact that I having spoken to her before,
mm-hmm.
I also know that part of the story is that she's pigeonholed into...
She's typecast now.
Yeah, she
yeah,
can't get
typecast.
Out of
yeah.
this fucking
yeah.
movie of the week hell.
She's the best friend of the main guy.
Yes.
Sorry.
Always a always a bridesmaid.
Yeah.
So one last thing you want to talk about. I know you want to talk about this. I got an email this morning, actually, from a... one of those screenwriting fucking newsletters that I've signed up for in the past. And they are advertising a book that is being released for is the 2012-2013 Sell Your Screenplay. And it's essentially, it's a book that they've put together that has over 220 producers, agents, and managers who accept unsolicited queries. Waste of fucking money. Seriously. $15.95 for an IMDb Pro. I mean, that's all you really have to do is call up these companies, any company, and see, do they take queries? I don't know why you would spend money, which is leading into a conversation that, you know, we have scams, often
the,
have.
The pyramid scams out there.
Of people stealing, I guess, from the desperate.
Yeah.
Is that how we could put it?
Yes. Yeah, I think you could.
I mean, we know several people and companies that have the number one secret to screenwriting, or help me with this, or give me money and I'll do this, and mentoring, give me money and I'll mentor. And now we should actually, because you were just saying off mic earlier, script consultants.
There are, yes.
Some of them.
Yes, some of them. But you have to treat them like a doctor. You know, you go to a doctor and they're not all right.
Right.
If a doctor tells, I had a dentist I went to and said I need to have my jaw removed and it repositioned forward.
Right.
For $7,000. No, I know you're a respected dentist, but I'm not going to do that.
Right.
So it's you have to be vigilant, though, about looking at this. Are you getting good advice? Are you comfortable with the advice you're getting? Mm-hmm. Or do you feel the charge is reasonable to standard that you've seen out there?
And the reality is that when you go to a script consultant, and I've done it. I've done script consulting. I've never actually gone to a script consultant.
Right.
The reality is you are paying for a service.
Right.
Whether that service is good or bad, that's another story.
Thing.
That's
right.
another thing.
Like I said, you can still go to a doctor, a lawyer, and they could still suck.
Right.
So that's your job to make
but
sure that
giving,
you're getting
something. What we're talking about is the people where you are giving them money for them to represent you. Or
yes, be your agent, be your manager. Do
read your script and get it to somebody else.
Right. If you're paying somebody for that, then you're not a good enough writer to not pay for that.
What?
I know that sounded bad. Okay. A good writer doesn't need to pay somebody to read a script.
Right.
If it's a good script, so if you get to the point where you're now paying people to read your script a lot, if you're doing it often, then something is wrong.
Right.
Otherwise, they would have taken your script and went and made a bazillion dollars with you and ripped you off somehow on that. But that there is something wrong with your script.
I you know, and while we're actually on this topic, too, the other huge waste of money for me is people who use certain services. And God, I would love to name them because I just seriously want to warn people to avoid any of this. But essentially is if you're paying for coverage, that's the biggest fucking waste of time on your planet. I mean, for people that don't know, in case there are people out there that don't understand what coverage is, interns, and I will be completely honest with you, interns who are 20 and don't know shit
are still in school.
And still in school are doing coverage. Bartenders who have never read a script in the world are doing coverage. I mean, it is nobody's doing coverage. And what coverage is they literally read your script, write a 1 to 2, sometimes 3 to 4 page synopsis of your script, and then in a half a page, give comments about the writing, the writer, and whether or not pass or approve or recommend or whatever. So that's really what people are looking for. They're paying because would somebody pass on my script or would somebody recommend it? Because what coverage is coverage then gets given to a producer or director or whatever. And because they don't want to read a 110-page screenplay, they're going to read the 4-page synopsis and then read the comments. And if it's recommend, fine, give me the script, I'll read it. Why anyone would pay a company to have them give you a synopsis
of your own fucking script you just wrote. That you can't, it's not like you can take that synopsis and turn it in. It's not like you can say, okay, you don't have to do a cover on it because here you go, I already have one. That's not what's going to happen.
Yeah, and I've
you're paying for nothing.
I've had people literally send me the script to read and it's also gotten favorable coverage. And here's the coverage
that you paid dearly for.
Yeah. Who gives a shit? Why anyone would pay to get a synopsis of their own fucking...
I do not understand that.
Well, and
I've seen the a la carte on those websites.
Oh my God.
What can you get on your script? Yeah. You can get this or just this or a combo deal. And, okay. It's not E-Trade. It's what,
right.
Literally, I don't even know what they're talking about. Why you would want this, an outline and a character summarization and why would I need any of that? I don't even understand.
Right. Yeah, that makes no sense. People don't pay for that shit.
And I want somebody, if anybody's listening that has ever had this happen to them, I would like to know about it, that you paid somebody to tell you about your script and they went, you need to stop writing. That is my coverage of your script.
Oh, yeah, it's never happened.
I'm going to blow sunshine up your ass
and,
just gave me $400.
Right. And then, oh, by the way, when you're ready to do it again.
Yes.
I'll be here.
I would love to talk to you about it for another hour, but that would be another $300. I'm sorry.
Right.
Your time is up.
Right.
Next Tuesday at 3 is good.
And I actually have a friend that won't give a script to anybody unless he's had it covered by certain said organization that I won't mention. That's just absurd. That's just wasting money. You're just throwing money down the toilet.
Right.
I mean, at least with a consultant.
It's a fortune teller. You're giving money to a fortune teller.
And not only that, I mean, here's the reality is when you get, not only are you getting a synopsis of your fucking story, but from who? It's a faceless entity.
You have no idea. Yes. Do you trust this person?
They don't. And
best friend?
As far as I know.
You got a sample of their writing? What?
As far as I know, they only give you the person's initials and like one or two sentences of why their credits, their resume. This is why this person is covering.
Which could be completely made up because you have no way to check it.
Right.
Right.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Completely fucking absurd.
I agree. So, again, just a fair warning of...
Hey, well, as I was going to say before...
Spend your money wisely, people.
At least with a consultant, chances are you are going to have either face-to-face time or on the phone time with them, and you can...
Then judge for yourself. Yeah. And obviously stop. Don't keep going back if you already don't trust the person.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, coverage is such a waste of time. And I mean, you have to be aware that there are plenty of people in this industry that are out to make a quick buck, and it's the snake oil salesman.
Yeah.
Don't believe the hype.
And people fall for it all the time.
I know.
That's why other people keep doing it, because people fall for it all the time. So if there's a payday out there, they're gonna do it.
Right.
Anyway, I think that's it. That was my last bitch of the week. That was my last bitch of the week, people. Yeah. Ooh, we should have a segment called that.
You want it? You got
it. That's pretty much the whole show, though, isn't it?
So feedback from last week. Alejandro was on the show. He's gotten good feedback.
Which is awesome.
Yes.
Hey.
At the tail end of last week's show, we were talking about his writing partner, Steven, who does horror, and we were kind of not joking. We were joking. We were being funny.
Oh no, it's called Pay It Forward.
Right.
That's what we do.
So
you go get the next guest, Alejandro, and you have gotten the next guest.
And he
guest.
Did. So Stephen, Stephen heard the show, loved the show, and wants to come on, and we're going to do a horror specific. We're probably going to do it after Thanksgiving. Unless for some strange reason he's got nothing to do next weekend, but we'll try to set that up. I'm in contact with him, so cool. If anybody wants horror questions or just wants to try to be funny, send us an email at breakinginthebiz@gmail.com,
and it better be funny.
Yeah, If you have any horror questions, no, anything, whatever, for Steven. So, yeah, I think on that note, let's watch the movies.
Do it.
Oscar screener season, baby. Woo. What? All right. So for Breaking In, that's this week's show. I'm Manny.
I'm Cheryl.
Till next week.
Peace out.